In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The reading of this blessed Sunday, as we just heard, is a passage from John chapter 11, and it is the story that is we are also familiar with, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And there are many lessons we can learn from this story, and many of the comforts come to us seeing the power and the divinity of the Lord in raising those who were dead. Today, I'm going to talk about the verse that the Lord said after he rose Lazarus from the dead, when he instructed those who were attending, who witnessed, and said to them, "Loose him and let him go." It is not only important that we rise from the death of sin, but actually it's a challenge set before all of us that we get rid of the bands and the strings that we tied ourselves or we allowed our enemy to tie us with during the time when we're away from God. So today I'll talk about three persons were mentioned in the New Testament, who were dead and the Lord raised from the dead, and they represent three levels of death and three different kinds of treatment. And also talk about kinds of strings, these kind of bands that bind all of us and we keep struggling against even after we rise from the dead of sin. Talk about examples of those set free, and the last point will be about to lose the bonds of wickedness. So in the New Testament, we have three accounts, people who were dead and the Lord raised. Each one of those people represent a stage in spiritual death. It's a symbol, of course, for us to learn from. So the first person is the daughter of Jairus that we read about her in Mark chapter 5. This girl, she was dead and inside the house. She represents death on the level of the fallen mind. When sin is confined in my thoughts, is not yet out as an action, but my mind is overwhelmed with thoughts of sin. The mind is fallen, but yet the will is keeping this man from committing the act. So with this girl, we find that the Lord spoke to her, just said to her, as if like God, in a way, the way to treat this person is to talk to the mind, to speak to this person. And then after he raised her from the dead, the Lord gave the instruction to her family, something should be given her to eat. If we think the food of the mind is the knowledge, is the reading, maybe this is actually what is needed for us to get rid of all of the bad images and thoughts that we kept collecting for years, that we start to feed the mind with good input, something clean, something pure. And for this phase, this is the treatment of this kind of death. On the level of the fallen mind, give the mind something good to eat. The second person is the son of the widow of Nain. So this boy that the Lord encountered, he was out. He was dead outside his house. He represents death that went into the action of man. Something now that is manifest. This person now is doing the act. Not only his mind is fallen, but also his will yielded to sin. For this person, we find that the Lord, he came and touched the open coffin. This person needs this kind of touch from God himself to let this person rise again. And then what happened after this? The instruction was given and he presented him to his mother. The mother of all of us is the church. For a person who is fallen to this kind of sin, doing the act, the remedy, the way for this person to come back is to give him to his mother. Put this person in the church, let him live in it, live its rites, and be so much occupied with whatever happening in his church. The third person that we just heard about is Lazarus. Lazarus is another level of sin. It was said about him, there is a stench. Now this person not only is committing the act, but he is taken with the tyranny of sin. He cannot think of like getting out of it. Sin becomes now much, much powerful than this person to resist. For this person, there is still hope, and the hope comes from the Lord. And the way God here rose this man is he cried with a loud voice. This person needs God's screams in the hearing of this person. Something big, something that God Himself will only be able to do to rise him from the dead. And then what's next? What's next? The challenge is lose him and let him go. It's not only necessary for this person to rise, but there is a life of struggle against the bands and the strings, things that he learned, what he acquired from living into this kind of lifestyle that made him to die spiritually. What are the kinds of strings and bands that tie all of us, even after we come to the knowledge of God? We keep resisting and knowing that these things are limiting us. They are limiting the release of our spirit to be connected with God. Speak about some of them. One of them is bad habits. We acquire bad habits along the course of our life. Even when we come to the knowledge of God, then we find ourselves, still the habit has power over me. Still, I am not able to overcome it. And it's a lifelong process of trying to get out from this kind of chain, the bad habit, that kind of addiction that I learned when I was living away from God. Another kind of string is a rotten attitude. The attitude that maybe I didn't know that was something negative, I didn't know it about myself, and now when I came to know about God, I found out that I have this kind of attitude that needs to change. Like inability to admit wrongdoing. Yes, I know that it's wrong, but it's hard for me to say that I am mistaken. Failing to forgive, holding grudges, live with them forever. I know this is wrong, but how can I handle this? It's a kind of a string that ties my freedom. The petty jealousy, acquiring a critical spirit, all of these kinds of attitudes limit this person from enjoying the new life in Christ. Maybe this kind of string is a personality disorder. Like, there are many kinds of them, like the narcissistic personality disorder. Person who lived all the time thinking of himself or herself, thinking that he is the center of the universe. After he comes to the knowledge of Christ, knowing this about himself or herself, how can I handle this? Another common personality disorder is the paranoid personality disorder. Paranoid, we spoke about it before, a person who feels that all the time he is persecuted or she is persecuted. People are conspiring against him or her. People are intentionally doing him or her harm. She or he says and thinks of things that are very neutral, as no, this is done with a bad intent on the part of the person that deals with me. Antisocial personality disorder or avoidant, person who avoid all the people, think that I'm not loved, I'm not favored, people, they look at me, they are not treating me fairly. All of these kinds of personality disorder will always be strings, bands around the freedom of this person, even while he is in the church. He knows God and he is trying his best, but still he has to fight against this kind of chains. Another kind of string is ill temper, having a bad temper. Maybe this is something we acquired when we were young. I didn't know until I found out that I have this kind of temper. Being angry, complaining, being anxious all the time, have mood swings up and down. Today I'm good, tomorrow I am bad. All of these kinds of things, again, it's a burden on the person who rose from the dead of sin, but still has to deal with all of these. Another string is lingering sin, like bad mouth. Now I know that saying bad jokes is wrong, but I cannot help myself. I know that cussing or lying is wrong, but how can I get rid of this? and control senses. My eyes used to wander and see whatever it pleases her. And then, how can I get rid of this now after I came to the knowledge of Christ? These the kinds of strings that all of us have to deal with, one or more of them, along our new life in Christ. There are many examples of those people who were set free from these. One of the most famous examples is Saint Moses the Black. Saint Moses, he came from a life that we all know about. He was a gangster, and he was a very strong man, lived a life of fornication. He did not restrain anything. Whatever it pleased him is what he did. When he came to the monastery, he came to the knowledge of the true God. Now, Father Ava Isidorus has to help him to get rid of this kind of strings. His gluttony. This man used to eat excessively every day. And Saint Isidorus handled this with care. For all of the monks, they used to eat vegetables and beans, things that are very simple. But Ava Isidorus gave an instruction to the monks to cook for Saint Moses special food, putting things for him that he used to eat. And day after day, and month after month, he started to wean him from this kind of habit, being gluttonous. It took months for Saint Moses to go and eat like others, get rid of the band of loving to eat. The thoughts of fornication that bombarded him. The instruction for him, whenever you are troubled, come and confess. And it is said about Saint Moses that he went to his father, Ava Isidorus, and confessed that he has troubling thoughts 11 times in one night. This is something, an example of the patience of Ava Isidorus and the diligence of Ava Moses, going and saying, I am troubled. I have this kind of bad thoughts. I want to commit the act. He went over and over and over until, with the grace of God, he was able to be set free. His bad temper. This man once killed a shepherd just for preventing him from capturing a sheep. How can I get rid of this? This was helped by him helping others, going every day, walking for miles just to fill the jars of by water and fill the jars of the other monks with it. All of these, something that Saint Moses had to fight for years. We only look at the story, Saint Moses was a bad man, he turned to Christ, he became a saint. It's not that simple. There are many years in his life he was going against this kind of bands and strings, fighting against them. Very bitter war, something that's very difficult. All of us, we know this. Don't feel you are by yourself or think there's something unique to me. I cannot be a saint like him, because when he repented, he became a saint. This kind of struggle we have to be aware of, and we have hope. God, who is able, with the help of others, to set him free, can set you and me free from our strings. There is a story about a lady called Natalie. There's a famous father in the Russian church called Father Arseny. Father Arseny was imprisoned during the time of communism for many years. He was tortured, and this man, he was an example of the man of faith. This lady, Natalie, she had a daughter, and Natalie believed that her son-in-law is a bad person. He is not treating her daughter well. He is not making her to live in a fair life. So all the time, she was trying to find a way to break this marriage for her daughter, thinking that it is not fair for my daughter to live with this man. When she started to go to the church, she was not a churchgoer person. And then when she came to the knowledge of Christ, she started attending the church and taking communion, confessing her sins, until one day she was confronted with Father Arseny. She talked many times about how difficult is her son-in-law, how bad is a man of a man was him. Father Arseny told her one day, I believe it is your problem. It is in your mind, your perception of your son-in-law. You are the one who needs to change. It is not as you perceive it. It is something that you need yourself to look at how you feel and work with this with the grace of God. It took her years until she accepted this fact. At the beginning, she started avoiding Father Arsène, saying he did not understand the nature of the problem, and in a way, he did not support her or her daughter with the issue with her son-in-law. After many years, she was able, with the help of her father of confession, to get rid of this kind of string, knowing that it is me, it is my way of thinking that caused this kind of difficulty and suffering for myself and for my daughter. It's an example how God helps us all to get rid of these kind of bands and strings after he raised us from the dead. Then coming to the last point, how to lose the bond of wickedness. This is the instruction that we hear every fast. This is what God is expecting from us, that we work on this kind of bonds all through. It's not something that's over. It's not enough that we come to the church today, or we take communion, or we repent once. There is a war set before all of us, a battle to get rid of this kind of bonds. Number one, it starts always with hearing the voice. If I don't hear the voice of Christ, then I am dead. If I don't know that there is a problem with me, then I am dead. No matter how often I come to the church, how often I take communion, if I don't recognize there is a problem, then this is the real issue. After Lazarus heard that, admitting the fool, after we all come to this point, then comes the firm hope. We always should believe, no matter how tight, how difficult are these chains, God who raised Lazarus can raise you and me, who can lose him, can lose us as well. Hope is crucial in our war against our bad habits, the things that we learned and we are fighting against. Another point is the help of others. Christ instructed the people, lose him. He needs people to help him. Of course, in a spiritual life, we find an example of Ava Isiseros helping Saint Moses. He cannot do it on his own. He needs someone else to help him get rid of his strings and bands. Again comes the renewal of the mind. When I hear that, I need to think differently about myself, my life, my mistakes. Maybe there's some kind of perception that's wrong with me. It's not a fact. It's my own reality. Maybe there's something I need to revisit. There is also a way of breaking a habit called breaking the cycle. The cycle of any bad habit is there is a reminder or a cue, and then this is a gratification, and then this is again is happening again. It's going into back again. How to break this? How we come to break at any step is something big. We maybe talk about it later, but there is a cycle in any bad habit, and there is always a way to break this kind of habit. There are many spiritual practices by which we can get rid of our bad habits. Whenever fasting is coming, maybe it is, we're going to maybe for a bad habit like a bad mouth, with every bad word I say, I will make maybe, for example, 5 matanias the next day. There are many ways to practice against the habit, against the bad attitude, but again, it needs the help of my father of confession. The role of prayer, asking God for help, knowing that I need help, I cannot do it on my own, is also a crucial step in losing the bond of wickedness. Putting myself in a different atmosphere, I am trying to struggle against maybe saying bad things. My friends always are the trigger. They are the ones who get me to say something bad. Maybe the start of the fight is to change the atmosphere, get away from this kind of culture or group of friends. Exposing the thoughts, like what St. Moses did, going and say, I have trouble with this. It is said by the fathers that the more we expose our thoughts, the burden of them become less and less. It's in a way of fighting against this kind of bands. And then at the end, the underlying cause, why I still have this kind of sin lingering with me? Why I cannot get rid of it? Most of the time, with some kind of sin, like the sin of fornication, there is underlying pride. Pride makes us susceptible to the sin of fornication in order for us, in a way, to be humiliated with this sin. Maybe this will remind us that we are as fallible as other people, so we stop judging them, thinking of the other people who are falling in sin as they are not good enough. Maybe this is the underlying cause that I need to get rid of it before I get rid of the string or the chain that ties my hands. The hope that is given to us today is that not only Lazarus was raised, but he also was set free. His bands were loosened and his strings were cut off. With the same hope, every time we come to pray, we remember our own bands, our own bonds, and we ask God, as you did it with him, do it with us. You raised us from the death of sin by bringing us to your knowledge. Please, O Lord, continue with us, breaking our bonds in order for our souls to be set free. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.